This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. The United States is observing its first Juneteenth National Independence Day today, a day after President Joe Biden signed into law the creation of the new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery here in the United States. Juneteenth National Independence Day will be observed each year on June 19th. Biden said, "By making Juneteenth a federal holiday, all Americans can feel the power of this day and learn from our history and celebrate progress and grapple with the distance we've come and the distance we have to travel." The holiday marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers informed a group of enslaved black people in Texas of their freedom. 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. During his remarks on Thursday, Biden honored 94-year-old Opal Lee, an activist who has been pushing for the national recognition of Juneteenth for more than 40 years. The United States is investing $3.2 billion in the development of antiviral pills for COVID-19 and other viruses that could spark new pandemics. The top U.S. infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, made the announcement Thursday at a White House briefing as part of a new initiative called the Antiviral Program for Pandemics. Pills for COVID-19 are already in the developmental stage and could begin to become available by the end of the year if clinical trials are successful. Pharmaceutical companies such as AstraZeneca and Pfizer have begun testing antiviral medication in pill form. For more news, join us at voanews.com. Via remote, this is VOA News.